Libya's revolt produces something unexpected. Human trafficking experts predict a spike in Brazil without intervention. And a new plane will help Bible translation efforts in Indonesia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Libya's anti-government protests have spread to the capital city. The unrest that's reportedly spreading also points to a common cause, which unexpectedly brought an effect not seen since the late 1920s. There's been a rallying cry among Libya's tribes. Biblica's Steve Johnson says,
"The unity is a little bit surprising, but I think the thing that it's indicated to us is that there's a cry for freedom that's being felt by people across every sector of society."
That begs the question, will the new freedoms include the Christians? Johnson says it's best to be prepared.
"I think the Christian community needs to be prepared to respond regardless of which way it goes, because I think the cry for freedom that we're clearly seeing right now throughout the Middle East is also in some levels a cry for spiritual freedom."
Biblica partners are risking their lives to get the gospel into the region.
"Pray for the fruit of their labor and for their protection as they work in what is clearly a very unstable environment."
Meanwhile, religious freedom isn't getting any more free in Uzbekistan. Forum 18 reports the Uzbekistan Bible Society is being fined for violating import procedures for 2 shipments of Bibles and storybooks. Slavic Gospel Association supports work there. SGA's Joel Griffith says,
"This is pretty much just part and parcel for just a steady increase of restrictions on evangelical churches and religious bodies in Uzbekistan. And it certainly is very troubling to see this happen."
Officials claim requests from registered churches came too late, and because there are internet versions online, there's no need. Griffiths says that's hogwash.
"Look at what happened in Egypt and the way that they shut the internet down there. They say that you could get an electronic version on the internet, but how much internet access is there in those parts of the world? And even if you could get the internet Bible there now, there's no clue that you're going to be able to get the internet Bible there tomorrow."
You're listening to Mission Network News. As soon as South Africa was named the 2010 World Cup spot, traffickers started making preparations. Now Brazil's experiencing a similar fate for 2014. Compassion International's Kathy Redmond says,
"There's definitely a fear among the project directors and among Compassion Brazil that the girls are going to be heavily recruited for these events, beginning very early."
Already, there are as many as 400,000 child prostitutes in Brazil. The rape, sale, and prostitution of young girls is a regular part of the culture. The World Cup and following Olympics will add to the problem. Compassion is exploring prevention options. Raising awareness at your church and helping build girls' homes may be the best way to be Christ here.
"Christians are needed so much in this area that it's time that they put down their guards and they talk about something like this that affects so many children."
We turn next to Indonesia, where Wycliffe Associates wants to buy a Pilatus PC-6 aircraft for the Bible translation team there. The aircraft would be used to keep Bible translators at work, designed specifically for the complicated terrain. It cuts travel time from 5 days to just 2 hours. The isolated region still has roughly 340 languages that need a Bible translation to begin. Although the plane has a big price tag, it's really an investment in eternity. NHCJB Global is rejoicing that 2 more language groups have access to Christian radio programs. An HCJB partner in Ecuador recently began broadcasting music and scripture readings in 2 indigenous languages. Pray that the communities will be reached with the gospel as a result. HCJB is sending several teams to Ecuador over the next year, with needs varying from musicians to web programmers. Learn how to get involved at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip. You can pick either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru this year. If you win, you get a chance to put shoes on the feet of needy kids while sharing Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.